Wake up, baby girl. Good dreams. Baby, if there are any spicy details, don't you dare leave them out. Don't be so shy. I'm not laughing at you. I would never. We have actually arrived. Yeah, you've slept most of the way, but I couldn't make myself wake you. Take these. And go on ahead. Make yourself at home. Open some of the windows to let in some fresh air. It's all right. I'll get the bags. I'll be right behind you. Oh, how I hate seeing you leave. But how I love watching you walking like that. You found the photos. Yeah, the boy in the oversized jacket is me. My uncle and his best friend. I spent a lot of time here with my dad and the rest of the fam. We used to hold family gatherings here all the time. Well, after Dad died and after my uncle moved away, there wasn't much to leave here. Uncle Richard wasn't keen anymore. It made him sad to see this place without his brother around. Oh, yeah, I know, sweetie. That's life. Wait, what are you doing? Baby, don't worry about sorting all that right now. We can get to it later. I want you to rest from the trip and get comfortable. Well, I've got something in mind for a little later, but I'm not in the business of ruining surprises. I guess you'll just have to stay guessing. How long have you been thinking about this trip? Be honest. A month? The stress at work, the shitty ex always poking around, the pressure at college. We needed this. Don't tease me like that. We still need to unpack. As hungry as you thought. And here I am thinking you'd be starving after a 7-hour drive, and well, we drove past 20 gas stations, baby. I don't need to point out the obvious. Kitchen is that way, princess. Make yourself at home. I'll be right there. I have to go get the rest of our stuff. Yeah, the birds are chirping all day long around here. Gotta embrace the nature for a few days. You ready for the lake tomorrow as well?